Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia, and I bring you Wombats and Music each week, Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And it's my chance to play for you each week songs I love and tell a few stories or jokes or whatever. Those are the things that aren't music I call wombats, odd things. So it's Wombats and Music. And tonight I have a couple of little wombats, but not a big one, unless I decide to try and do something from memory, which should be interesting. I'm going to start off with a song that reflects the season. It's winter here in Abingdon, Virginia, where I'm out at Emory College, where this show is recorded. WEHC is the college station. It's 90.7 on your FM dial, and we're also on the web. Well, we've had a really, really bad winter. We've had snow on the ground for 2 weeks. The temperature's been below freezing almost every night, and down to zero and down to five, and it's just been drastic. So this song catches how bad winter can be. It's called Frobisher Bay, and it's by a friend of mine, Ann Price. Has a beautiful voice, probably the finest female voice in our club. This is one of the songs she recorded. It's called Frobisher Bay, and it's about a whaling ship in the Arctic, and they go up into Frobisher Bay and catch whales. And they have to get out of the bay before the ice freezes over and they get locked in. And this particular winter, the song is about a time that the ship didn't get out. They were up there in getting whales. The captain said, one more whale, we'll stay, and then we'll leave. He stayed too long, and the ship got frozen in. And they did survive the winter, although I think there may have been a few deaths. But it was really cold. They're in the Arctic. They're frozen in. They're stuck until the ice melts. So this is Frobisher Bay, sung by Ann Price.
Cold is the Arctic Sea, far are your arms from me, long will this winter be, frozen in Frobisher Bay, frozen in Frobisher Bay. One more whale, our captain cried. One more whale and we'll beat the ice. But the winter star was in the sky. The seas were up, the winds were high. And cold is the Arctic Sea. Far are your arms from me. Long will this winter be, frozen in Frobisher Bay, frozen in Frobisher Bay. Deep were the crashing waves that tore our whaler's mast away, and dark are these sunless days, waiting for the ice to break. And cold is the Arctic Sea, far Bay. Strange is the in Frobisher Bay.
That was Anne Price with Jerry Epstein singing harmony in the background from her album and in Frobisher Bay, and it was cold. Well, let's go where in place it's warm. Walking in Memphis is the next song by Mark Cohen. It's just got a lovely feel to it. Mark said it's totally autobiographical. He went to Memphis and he had all these experiences and he just wrote them down. He didn't think it'd be a hit song. He just wrote them to get them off his chest to sort of express what he had felt. And it was a very important transition in his life. The story at the end where he meets the woman Muriel, he said actually that was a real woman and she kind of transformed his life. She inspired him with his music, gave him sort of a self-confidence he hadn't had before. So this is a song that tells a story, and it's a true story. So here we go with Mark Cohen and Walking in Memphis.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. WC handy, won't you look down over me? Yeah, I got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be. Then I'm walking in Memphis, just walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Saw the ghost of Elvis on Union Avenue. Followed him up to the gates of Graceland, and I watched him walk right through. Now security, they did not see him, they just hovered around his tomb. But there's a pretty little thing waiting for the king down in the jungle room. When I was walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? They've got catfish on the table, they've got gospel in the air. And Reverend Green, be glad to see you when you haven't got a prayer. But boy, you got a prayer in Memphis. Piano every Friday at the Hollywood, and they brought me down to see her, and they asked me if I would do a little number, and I sang with all my might. She said, tell me, are you a Christian child? And I said, ma'am, I am. Tonight, walking in Memphis, walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? On my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. Thank you.
That was Walking in Memphis by Mark Cohen. Well, next is something by Buffy St. Marie. Buffy St. Marie is in her 70s now. She's a native Cree Indian from Canada who was raised in the U.S. by an American family who were actually related to her family. Went on to get a B.A. and a Ph.D. from Amherst and was a social activist and a singer, a performer. And I love this song. This is Cripple Creek. Cripple Creek is one of the classic songs for banjo and fiddle, and it's one I know and play. But this is Buffy St. Marie singing Cripple Creek.
Hey, I'm going to gal at the head of the creek, and I'm going up to see you about two times a week. Kiss around the mouth, just as sweet as any vine. Wrap myself around me like a sweet potato vine. Going up Cripple Creek, going on a run. Going up Cripple Creek, have a little fun. Going up Cripple Creek, going in a whirl. Going up Cripple Creek, see my girl. About half grown, jump on a boy like a dog on a bone. Roll my britches up to my knees, I'm gonna wait old Cripple Creek whenever I please. Going up Cripple Creek, going on a run. Going up Cripple Creek, have a little fun. Going up Cripple Creek, going in a whirl. Going up Cripple Creek, see my girl. Deep, gonna wait, oh Cripple Creek, whenever I sleep. Hills are steep and the roads are muddy, and I'm so drunk that I can't stand steady. I'm going up Cripple Creek, going on a run. Going up Cripple Creek, have a little fun. Going up Cripple Creek, going in a whirl. Going up Cripple Creek, see my girl.
That was Cripple Creek by Buffy St. Marie. Well, next up is a song called Waterboy by Rihanna Giddens. Waterboy was first made popular to me when Harry Belafonte sang it. He does a great version of it, too. But this is more recent. Rihanna Giddens is a current performer. She actually sang at one of Obama's inaugural balls, I think. And she's the lead singer for the Carolina Chocolate Drops, which is apparently a fairly popular group. Has an incredibly powerful voice, just a wonderful voice. And she really nails this Waterboy. She gets into it. So, Waterboy, of course, is the Harry Belafonte version. In this version, it's about, I think, being on a chain gang, possibly a slave, but certainly a worker out in the hot sun doing hard work and asking for the Waterboy to bring him water. And this is Rihanna Giddens singing Waterboy.
Waterboy! Where if you don't come right here, I'm gonna tear upon you. There ain't no hammer that's on this mountain that ring like mine, boy. That ring. This rock boy from here to Macon, all the way to the jail, boy, all the way to the jail. You jack of diamonds, jack of pocket. You done robbed my pockets, silver and gold bar. Oh, silver and gold. What a boy. Where are you hiding? If you don't come right here, I'm gonna tear your upon you. There ain't no hammer that's so I'm gonna tear upon you.
That was Waterboy by Rihanna Giddens. Well, next up is something called Hole in the Bucket by Katie Curtis. There's a song called Hole in the Bucket that you learn as children. I learned it, and it's a sort of a joke song in a way about a boy with a hole in the bucket and all the different things he can do to fix it, and finally ends up that he needs water, he needs a bucket, and his bucket's got a hole in it, he's back where he started. But this is slightly different, although it's of the same theme. Katie Curtis is a young singer and very popular in the folk world, and this Hole in the Bucket is a protest song. It's about how the government has a hole in the bucket, and all the money and things that we need are pouring out the bottom and not getting to us. So this is Katie Curtis singing A Hole in the Bucket.
Down to the city and I found myself a job working for the people who do need some helping out. But then in truth I found there was so little left to give. The government might save their lives, might not help them to live. Well, there's a hole in the bucket and the people fall out. There's money underground but you can't. People fall through when they wind up coming back to you from a place it seems like they can never leave. Well, there's a hole in the system for the people who need. How do you tell a woman who 82 years old, poor and lying in her bed and needing help at home, that there is no more money, there is nothing you can do? Just hold on for a better year and we'll try to get to you. Well, there's a hole in the bucket and the people fall out. There's money underground but you can't get it out. When you stand people fall through, they wind up coming back to you from a place it's
Was A Hole in the Bucket by Katie Curtis. Next up is a traditional folk song, one I learned many years ago and performed for kids. Kids love this song. I love this song. It's got a good rhythm, good story, and it's performed by Andrew McKnight. Andrew McKnight apparently was an environmental engineer for many years and quit his career and became a folk singer and became reasonably popular. And this will show you why. Although this is a very traditional kind of common folk song. He does a nice job with it, and I love the story.
The fox went out on a chilly night, prayed to the moon to give him light. He had many a mile to go that night before he reached the town. Town, oh, town, oh, many a mile to go that night before he reached the town. He ran till he came to the great big pen. The ducks and the geese were kept therein. A couple of you gonna grace my chin before I leave this town. Town, oh, town, oh, couple of you gonna grace my chin before I leave this town. He grabbed a gray goose by the neck, tossed a duck upon his back, and he didn't mind a quack, 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 and the legs all dangling down. Down, oh, down, oh, he didn't mind a quack, 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 and the legs all dangling down. Mother Flapjack leaped out of bed, ran to the window, cocked her head. She said,
John, the goose is gone and dead.
And the fox is on the town. Town, oh, town, oh, John, John, the goose is gone. And the fox is on the town. So Johnny ran to the top of the hill, blew his horn both loud and shrill. The fox, he said, I best flee with my kill. They'll soon be on my trail. Trail, oh, trail, oh, foxy said, I best flee with my kill, they'll soon be on my trail. came to his cozy den. There was the little ones, 8, 9, 10. Daddy, daddy, best go back again. It must have been a mighty fine town. Town, oh, town, oh. Daddy, daddy, best go back again. It must have been a mighty fine town. So the fox and his wife without any strife sliced that goose with a carving knife. They never had such a feast in their life. And the little ones crunched the bones. Bones, oh, bones, oh. They never had such a feast in their life. And the little ones crunched the bones. The fox went out on a chilly night, prayed to the moon to give him light. He had many a mile to go that night before he reached the town. Town, oh, town, oh, many a mile to go that night before he reached the town. Many a mile to go that night before he reached the town.
That was The Fox by Andrew McKnight. Well, it's time to take a little break and tell you who we are and what we're doing and give you a little news. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. And I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 from WEHC. That's Emory Henry's radio station in Emory, Virginia. We're in Southwest Virginia. You can pick us up on the web. Go to ehc.edu and poke around for WEHC, and you can find us streaming. And if you want to write to me, send a message to HBAYA, that's my name, Harry Baya, HBAYA at ehc.edu. So that's the source of this program. We're also on Saturdays at 1. Last night, my wife and I went up to Withville to the dinner theater there. I'd never been before. It was really a nice experience. The food was pretty good. I enjoyed it. And the show was great. It was called Honky Tonk Angels. Three women, and all of them had great voices. One in particular had an absolutely spectacular voice. Beautiful harmonies, beautiful arrangements. They had a fiddle player. Of course, I like that. They had a live band, and it just was a great show. They'd tied together a bunch of honky tonk songs and made it into a story. So the three girls meet and decide to sing together and go to Nashville and perform. That's the story. And it was just fun. Lots of fun. So if you'd like some good music, go up to the theater, the dinner theater in Withville. And I also have a very brief wombat. I'm currently cleaning out the, I think the word is detritus, I'm not sure. All the junk I've collected in my life has been stuck in my wife's garage. And I'm trying to clean it out as quickly as I can. I'm going through every letter, and I found more junk. Well, for example, I used to carry 3x5 cards, and when I had an idea or heard a story or a joke, I'd write them on the cards. I must have gone through 500 cards yesterday, and one of them had a joke on it, which I thought was kind of cute, and the joke was, knock, knock, and you're supposed to say, who's there? And I say, Hiawatha, and you say, Hiawatha who? And I say, Hiawatha good girl till I met you. There's a wombat and a rather poor joke, but I found it funny. Well, moving next to Hickory Wind by the Byrds. The Byrds were a well-known performing group back in the 60s and 70s, and this particular song has a story to it. I'm going to read you what it says here. Hickory Song is a song written by country rock pioneer Graham Parsons and former International Submarine Band member Bob Buchanan. The song was written on a train ride the pair took from Florida to Los Angeles in early 1968 and first appeared on the Byrds' Sweetheart of the Radio album. Despite Buchanan's input, Hickory Wind is generally considered to be Parsons' signature song. Parsons' decision to play Hickory Wind instead of the planned Merle Haggard cover Life in Prison during the Byrds' performance at the Grand Ole Opry on March 15, 1968, pissed off the country music establishment and stunned Opry regulars to such an extent that the song is now considered essential to Parsons' legend. So this particular song caused some controversy at the Grand Ole Opry because it wasn't what they were expecting. Nonetheless, I think it's a great song. Thank you.
South Carolina. There are many tall pines. I remember the oak tree that we used to climb. But now when I'm lonesome, I always started out younger, had most everything, all the riches and pleasure. What else can life bring? But it makes me feel better to begin, calling me home, Hickory way to find out that trouble is real in a far away city with a far away feel. But it makes me feel better
Hickory Wind by the Byrds. Well, now we're coming to one of the all-time great songs. This is Yesterday by the Beatles. I grew up in the 50s and the 60s and came of age in 1960, I guess. During my youth and actually during my life, three different performers kind of hit the scene big time and blew us all away. Now, there were some others, but Harry Belafonte came on awful strong. And then Elvis Presley was a huge phenomenon. And the Beatles, it's hard to communicate what a big deal the Beatles were when they first began to record and release records in the U.S. They were just, they were everywhere. They were the biggest thing that had ever happened, kind of. It seemed that way to me. Now, other recording artists like Joan Baez and others were extremely popular when they're in their time, but they didn't have quite the momentum. I'm trying to think of physics. There's the third derivative of acceleration is called torque or something. It wasn't just that they came on fast, is that the rate at which they came on seemed to be increasing at a rate that I'd never seen. Anyway, this is the Beatles. This particular song is called Yesterday. And though it was credited to the Beatles, it really was Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney wrote it and sang it, and he's the only Beatle actually on this particular album, which is unique. But it was part of the Beatles' repertoire. And so this is Paul McCartney singing Yesterday. Oh, also, This song was extremely popular around the world. It went to number one in the U.S. It has had probably more covers, more other artists have sung this than almost any song in history. They know of 2,200 cover versions of it. That's quite something. Here is Yesterday.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Yesterday by Paul McCartney of the Beatles. The next song is interesting to me for a number of reasons. First off, the singer, Helen Schneier, was a personal friend. I didn't know her that well, but I did know her and liked her a lot. She was one of my musical mentors. I thought the world of her music, and I thought the world of her. Older woman, she's dead now. I first went to a concert. She used to come on these Pine Woods weekends I talk about, the folk music club out of New York. And there was a big deal that Helen Schneier was visiting one night and was going to sing, you know, so I went to hear her, and I wasn't all that impressed. But later, she came, and she was a guest artist on several weekends and the week that I was at. And I got to know her, and I got to know her music, and I loved her music. And I learned her songs, and I sang her songs, and I just loved to hear her sing. Very powerful, rich voice, deep, sort of a... Anyway, she was raised Jewish in New York City, went to Columbia, and got into folk music, and sang a lot of gospel tunes, as most of the... Many of my gospel singing friends in New York City were Jewish, and they loved the music. They certainly didn't believe the religion, but they loved the music, and I'm the same way. It's the music I love. So this particular song by Helen Schneier is not one of her gospel songs. I'll play some on another show. That's the second reason I like this. This is called Lonesome Robin, written by Bob Coltman. A Lonesome Robin is the story of Robin Hood as he dies. He's old. He can no longer go hunting. He can no longer do anything much. He's just there about to go. And he's wondering, whatever happened to Marion? You know, how come she never comes to see him? I mean, after all, they were close. So this song is called Lonesome Robin, and it's sung by Helen Schneier, sort of a different voice. And listen for the words, because it tells a sad story, and it's what the end of life is like for some people.
Rise up on your bed of straw and see if you can bend back your bow one last time. You're sick with your wounds and you think you don't care, but you know it'll weigh on your mind and wherever your arrow falls to the ground, we'll lay lonesome Robin down one last time. No more Robin, no more. Your outlawed days are the sun. Now that you can't run away to the shade, and you can't help thinking of the deer you have run, and all of the games you have played, and you're wondering what Marion found to do that was better than coming to see you one last time. No more Robin, no more. Your outlawed days are. While the sun still shone, it was just like sleep was the end of the world, and tomorrow would never come. Now, lonesome Robin, can't you just close your eyes and pretend that the sun will still rise one last time? No more Robin, no more. Your outlawed days are. Time has took your time away. Time and contraptions have whispered you down, and all of the times that you once had have took to their ears and gone. Hold on to whatever is closest to you. That's all lonesome Robin can do one last time. No more Robin, no more. Your outlawed days are.
That was Helen Schnaer singing Lonesome Robin. I have a story about Helen Schnaer, or more about me, really. I love some of these singers, and I learn their songs, and I sing them. And I try and sing them as accurately as I can to reproduce what they sang. But Helen Schnaer has some very unique ways of doing things, and I learned them. So one time I performed one of her songs, The Wayworn Traveler. It goes, I saw the wayworn traveler, and on. And I performed the song, And afterwards, someone came up to me and she said, "You know, I've heard Helen Schnera sing that song. Did she learn that from you?" I was imitating her so well that the person thought she learned it from me. Of course, the fact was I learned it from her, and that was what that's why it was sung that way. Well, the next song is also kind of a sad song, like Lonesome Robin. This is called Now I'm Easy, and I first heard it sung by an Australian. It's an Australian song, and it was written by Eric Boggle. Eric Boggle is an Australian songwriter with a number of very well-known songs in our folk music genre. For this one, Now I'm Easy, it's about a man who's old, and he's been a farmer for 60 years. I've been a cocky. Well, it turns out in Australia, a cocky is a small-time farmer. And there's another word in there where he talks about his wife being cared for at birth by an old black djinn. And djinn was a term for the Aborigines, djinn. So there was no flying doctor then. Australia was famous for, maybe 30 or 40 years. The way doctors got around was with an airplane. I mean, the places were so far apart, the stations, the farms out there would be 100, 200, 300 miles apart. So if you needed a doctor, the doctor would fly in. But at the time this song was set, there were no flying doctors. Anyway, it's a story about growing old and getting over all the things you've lost and sort of dealing with life. And I'll read you the first verse, then I'll let you hear the rest. For nearly 60 years I've been a cocky. Of droughts and fires and floods I've lived through plenty. This country's dust and mud have seen my tears and blood. But now it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy. So that's the theme of the song. So, and the person singing it is Eric Boggle, who wrote it. So this is Eric Boggle singing his song, Now I'm Easy.
For nearly 60 years I've been a cocky. Of droughts and fires and floods I've lived through plenty. This country's dust and mud have seen my tears and blood. But it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy. I married a fine girl when I was 20. But she died in giving birth when she was 30. No flying doctor then, just a gentle old black gin. But it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy. She left me with two sons and a daughter, and a bone dry farm whose soil cried out for water. So my care was rough and ready, but they grew up fine and steady. But it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy. My daughter married young and went her own way. My son's lie buried by the Burma Railway. So on this land I've made me own, I've carried on alone. But it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy. So City folks these days despise the cocky. Say with subsidies and all, we've had it easy. But there's no drought or starving stock on a sewered suburban block. But it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy. For nearly 60 years I've been a cocky. Of droughts and fires and floods I've lived through plenty. This country's dust and mud have seen my tears and blood. But it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy. And now I'm easy.
That was Now I'm Easy by Eric Boggle. Well, next up is something to cheer us up a bit. This is called Dance Upon This Earth by Amy Gallatin and Stillwaters. Amy Gallatin is from Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and was interested in horses and music. She finally gave up horses and settled on music and formed a band called the Stillwaters with some people from Connecticut she met. And this is one of her songs. It's called Dance Upon This Earth.
This earth, I'm gonna find some joy in all this madness. I have always been a dreamer since I was a little girl. Someone's always trying to change me. That can't happen now. I'll do what I please. Oh, I'm gonna dance upon this earth.
Thank you.
Dance Upon This Earth by Amy Gallatin and Stillwaters. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. Wombats and Music comes to you on Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7. This is your college and community station from Emory and Henry College. And each week, I bring you the songs I love. And each week when I end the show, I encourage you to do something that I try and do and I want you all to do. And that is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.